It's 8 o'clock in the morning in the basement of the biology department of a university in Quito, the capital of Ecuador, and the frogs are croaking. This is the Balsa de los Sapos, or the Frog's Ark, a research and conservation facility at Pontificia Universidad Católica del Ecuador. Neon lights are shining brightly on terrariums containing frogs of all colors and sizes. All of them are near extinction in this South American country, which has the greatest variety of amphibians worldwide.
We give them the best conditions. These frogs are sitting in glass boxes with about 2 centimeters of water and some dirt, a plant and a piece of a coconut shell where they can hide, as well as plenty of filtered water.
That's Freddy Almeida, the main caretaker. He gets into the Balsa de los Sapos early each morning to feed the frogs crickets or whatever special diet they require. He cleans the terrariums, makes sure his charges are eating and moving about. These days, Freddy is especially concerned with the well-being of the rocket frogs, as they are commonly called, tiny brown speckled frogs that were believed to have gone extinct in 1989, but were rediscovered in 2008. There are a few tadpoles and a handful of adult frogs that were brought in as tadpoles but metamorphosized about 3 months ago. And today, Freddy and a couple of his colleagues will go back out into the field in the hope of catching some more.
We'll go out to where they live today to see if there are any more. Since it rained yesterday, hopefully we'll be able to hear them croaking and find where they're hiding.
About 6 months ago, Quito woke up to big news. The Cotopaxi volcano, right outside the city, was starting to blow steam and ash. To frog lovers from the Balsa de los Sapos, this meant one thing. The rocket frog habitat was right in the volcano's path, and if it erupted, it would get rid of the last known population of the frog species. Someone had the idea of raising around $14,000 to rescue the frogs before the volcano did away with them. A crowdsourcing campaign was launched, asking people to help pay for a water cooling system, a full-time keeper, and for travel to and from the field. Andres Merino Viteri is the director of the Balsa de los Sapos. He knew he wanted to work with frogs when he was just 5 years old, he says.
Del Jardín de Infantes decidieron llevarnos de excursión al bosque.
I was on a field trip to the forest when the other kids spotted a frog. They hit it with a stick, and by the time I got to them, they had already killed it. I felt such sadness. That's what I remember. It wasn't until I was 20 years old and studying biology that I realized what kind of frog it was. By then, it had become extinct. That's when I decided to dedicate my life to amphibians.
Frogs are neither cuddly, nor large, nor furry. They're definitely not charismatic species, and they're slimy to the touch. But they are hugely important for the ecosystem balance of the region, and researchers love them. There are chemicals in frogs that could lead to treatments for cancer and other health problems.
Practically no one has studied the rocket frog. It is full of potential. Research in Ecuador hasn't been very advanced, and especially not in the 80s, when this frog disappeared for a while. So we're very hopeful.
We arrive in Molinuco, the rocket frog's habitat. It's a 15-minute hike from where we park. We're walking down some trails towards the Pita River, a stream that originates in the Cotopaxi.
Everyone asks us why the rocket frog has survived in this specific spot. The answer is we really don't know, but it's possible that it's because there's fresh and clean water here without too much sun.
We're standing next to a stream that's flowing next to the face of the mountain. It's about 3 feet wide and shaded by some trees. Andres and Freddy put on their tall rubber boots and they kneel down by the river. With them is Paul Pintanel, a young PhD student from Spain. Paul is an expert frog catcher, they all say, laughing. On their last field trip, he caught the most tadpoles. So now he's explaining his technique to them.
The ones I've heard are always hiding underneath the rocks above us somewhere. I haven't been able to get to them. But the tadpoles are easy. They're in the quieter parts of the river, avoiding the stream. I go looking for them one by one in the corners and under the rocks.
Andres plays a recording he has of some rocket frogs from a few years ago. If the frogs hear it, they might come out. The sounds play over and over again, but nothing happens. A couple of hours go by. Andres, Freddy, and Paul are concentrating on their search. Paul finds a few tadpoles and sticks them inside recycled plastic bottles with a little river water so they can take them back to the Balsa de los Sapos. And then Paul makes the big find.
Yo quiero mi cuy.
Wow, sí.
Y aquí hay un juvenil.
He's holding an adult rocket frog in his hand like a prize. It's about an inch wide. This is a huge deal. They haven't been able to find one since 2011. They stick the frog inside another plastic bottle while he tries to jump around. Andres and Freddy are ecstatic, but Paul is especially proud. We hear the voices of children walking down the trail above us. It's time to go. The researchers don't want to draw attention to the site where the rare rocket frog still lives. And the three men stow the plastic bottles in their backpacks, and we start the climb back up the hill. They'll be here again soon. They have 60 tadpoles and now this adult frog at the Balsa de los Sapos, and they hope to get 100 before Cotopaxi erupts. Ruxandra Guiri, DW, by the Cotopaxi volcano in Ecuador.